Simpler with a little intention and preparation. Throughout this book, we will walk through the tactical process of simplifying 10 key areas of life. Though each area has its own specific needs and will require different types of work, the process is the same for each. Declutter distractions. Take inventory of your life, rigorously eliminate distractions, remove the unnecessary, and pare down to what truly matters. Put tools in place. Set up accountability, systems, and resources. Establish routines that work. Create flexible routines so each part of your life works together rather than competes for time and attention. By walking through these three steps, you'll uncover treasures in your life that you may have otherwise overlooked. That's one of my favorite parts of this process, and what simplified lives are truly built on: discovering the most basic and beautiful gifts already right in front of you. As a working wife and mom to three small children, currently toddler twins and a kindergartner, I've learned to incorporate all of my mom's tips, tricks, and routines for a simplified life. And along the way, I've developed some of my own systems that work for our busy family. I don't organize or structure life just because it's my job or because I want things to look good from the outside. I do these things because I want a life that is rich, sweet, and uncomplicated. I don't want to be weighed down by day-to-day responsibilities. I want to be able to enjoy Saturdays, making memories with my family, instead of folding mountains of laundry. I want dinner to be a calm time to reconnect and enjoy good food with the people I love, not a rushed, chaotic evening ritual I'm just hoping to survive. I want to be able to sit with my kids or with a friend and wholeheartedly listen, not spend my days with stresses running through my head. I want to be able to enjoy this beautiful life, not be constantly overwhelmed by it. Every aspect of modern life begs for your attention. The ding of your phone, the handout from your child's school, the appointments on your calendar, the devotional still unopened on your nightstand, the people in your home calling your name. All of these things are screaming right in your face at intense volume, telling you that they are most important, that they deserve your immediate attention. Add in commercials, billboards, social media, and the hum of the television in the background, and you've got a recipe for disaster. When our lives begin to bubble over with these things, good or bad, our lives can actually implode. Most women have been raised to say yes, to commit, to take a stand, to play a role, to wear all the hats. But early this year, I decided to say no to that. My business, The Simplified Planner, had grown to be carried in over 800 stores around the world. It was a busy, fun life. What an accomplishment! What a great line on my resume! What an incredible revenue source! What a drain to my heart! This seemingly good thing had become an intense tax on my health, my family, and my heart. And I was tired of it, literally. I remember very well the night I decided we needed a new direction. I sat on my bedroom floor with a poster board and a Sharpie, something I do often when I need to get stuff out of my head. I wrote down all my thoughts. This success was something we'd wanted, something we'd worked so hard for. But suddenly, what I wanted was draining the life right out of me. I'd spent the prior 12 months on 48 airplanes, visiting countless cities, and I'd run myself into the ground. A simplified life seemed like a concept from another planet. But I knew, with both big and small changes, achieving such simple bliss was possible. So we adjusted. As terrifying as it was, at the end of 2016, we closed 95% of our wholesale business.